This is Fresh Air. My guest Charlie Hayden was a member of the original Ornette Coleman Quartet, which created a revolution in jazz. Hayden also leads the Liberation Music Orchestra, which has taken inspiration from songs of revolution in Latin America and Spain. But his new album isn't about revolution. It evokes the atmosphere of classic film noir and the Los Angeles of the 40s as described by Raymond Chandler. Hayden moved to Los Angeles in 1956 from Missouri. His new album, Haunted Heart, includes standards and original compositions. It features Alan Broadbent on piano, Ernie Watts on tenor saxophone, Lawrence Marable drums, and of course, Charlie Hayden on bass. This is a Broadbent composition, Lady in the Lake.
I've always felt that I was born in the wrong era, really. I wanted to be friends with John Garfield, for instance. He was one of the only actors that refused to testify in front of the House Un-American Activities Committee back in the, when the Hollywood 10 was happening, McCarthy period. And I wish I could have been friends with Charlie Parker and played with him. You know, that's my period. I feel real close to the 40s. And actually, I was born in 37, so I was a kid singing on the radio in the 40s, but I always dreamed of going to big cities, you know, from the Midwest, and I used to stand in front of the mirror with my brother's raincoat on and my dad's hat and dream that I was in New York on Broadway, you know, walking down the street at night.
That's great. That's great. So, you know, I love what you've done here on the record, because several times what you've done is, you know, you've taken a singer from the 40s or 50s and juxtapose that with your interpretation of the same song. The title track of your new record, Haunted Heart, that's a Dietz and Schwartz song. And on this record, your group plays it, and then you follow it up with a 1947 Joe Stafford recording of Haunted Heart. Let's play your version. Can you just say a few words about the mood that you wanted to get across on this?
I wanted people to get a visual experience, you know, of being in the city in 1946 at night in a nightclub and seeing someone like Joe Stafford singing this song. It's a very special kind, you know. I mean, all of this bringing this music back to people is a feeling of mine that back in the 40s and 30s, popular music had very, very deep values. It's a lot different today. And back then, records that were selling millions and millions of copies were bands like Duke Ellington and Fletcher Henderson and the Pied Pipers and Tommy Dorsey and Glenn Miller and Frank Sinatra. And I wanted people to remember those deep values that most people had back then in music, and also remember moments in their lives, you know, that bringing back a precious moment in their life that gives them a really great feeling, and they remember why they're alive and why we're all here, and how important life is and should be to each one of us.
Well, let's hear the Charlie Hayden Quartet version of Haunted Heart from their new album of the same name. Thank you. On the record, your version of Haunted Heart segues into Joe Stafford's recording of it. What was your thinking behind that?
I wanted to give people, the listener, a feeling of us playing the song now and being inspired by the recording of Joe Stafford, and also our feelings of, my feeling of Bill Evans playing the song. But to give them a feeling of hearing the music now and hearing the music from the version of it that inspired us to play it, which was back in 1948.
I was kind of surprised to find your deep appreciation of jazz and pop singers from the 40s and 50s. I knew that you were interested in a kind of political song from Spain and from Central and Latin America, but I didn't know this connection before. And, you know, the music, for instance, that you played with Ornette Coleman was really a kind of music that wasn't about singers. Do you mm-hmm. know what I mean? Although singers later tried to find words that would fit into the original compositions that the quartet did.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, I was just kind of surprised at that connection.
Well, I've been connected to singing all my life. My family were singers, and I was a singer from the time I was 2 years old until I was 15 on the radio. And my parents were on the Grand Ole Opry before I was born. And so I knew great singer, country singers like the Carter family and the Delmore brothers. And my father was friends with Jimmy Rogers and Woody Guthrie and Roy Acuff and all those people. So I knew those singers and Hank Williams. And when I started listening to the radio when I was a kid, you know, and listening to the different singers in pop music, I really loved it. And the first time I heard Jerry Southern, for instance, I just fell in love with her voice because she was the first singer I'd ever heard besides Billie Holiday that really sang the way she spoke. You know, there was no difference in the inflections, the enunciation, the pronunciation, the breath, the phrasing was the way she would be talking to you, you know, and she was expressing herself in song like that, and it's very rare.
My guest is bass player Charlie Hayden. More after the short break. This is Fresh Air. My guest is Charlie Hayden. He has a new album called Haunted Heart. What kind of material were you singing when you were young and singing with your family on the radio?
We were singing what they called back then hillbilly music and mountain music and folk music. And that's what we sang every day of my life. And from the time I was 2 until I was 15, we had radio shows in the morning and in the afternoon. And
why did you give up singing when you were 15?
Well, my father kind of wanted to get out of the business and build a fishing lodge and do that kind of thing afterwards. And I actually had polio when I was 15, bulbar polio, and it paralyzed the nerves to my vocal cords and the left side of my throat and face. And I got over it, but I never really got my voice back strong, you know. So that's really why I stopped. And then I really became interested in instrumental music and playing jazz.
Did you start playing bass after you could no longer sing?
I started playing bass. My brother, older brother, played bass on our radio show, and when he used to go off somewhere, I would sneak in and grab his bass and play with the jazz records that we had. And that's the way I learned how to play. I kind of taught myself how to play, and there were, after I got into my teens, there were no musicians to play with around the area that played jazz, and so I played with records until I went to L.A.
If your voice hadn't been affected by the polio, do you think you'd want to sing today?
I think so. I really play my instrument as if I were singing with you know, breathing and everything. I really feel close to melodies, and I feel close to making things sing, sound singing, you know. I think I would.
In the liner notes for the new Quartet West album, you quote a passage from the Raymond Chandler 1949 novel, The Little Sister. This is a passage about how Los Angeles was changed by Hollywood. Reading that passage about how Los Angeles was changing made me wonder what Los Angeles was like for you when you left the Midwest as a young man to go to Los Angeles.
I had been raised, you know, in the Midwest and small town, rural kind of thing, and getting into L.A. was kind of an overwhelming experience for me. It was very, very exciting and very wonderful, and I started playing right away with very, very good musicians, which was lucky for me because I found out as I went along that the way you really learn the art form of jazz is to learn it from musicians who are really great and are dedicated to the art form. And I merged into the nightlife very quickly and started playing so much that I had to drop out of school because I was cutting classes in the mornings. I was getting home very late and sleeping late. My career just took off from there as far as, you know, playing with people like Hampton Hawes and Sonny Clark and Dexter Gordon and Art Pepper and then Paul Blay and then Ornette.
Did you leave home or did your family come with you to Los Angeles?
Oh, no, I left home. I loved, you know, Missouri, but it was a very racist part of the country and I couldn't leave fast enough, to tell you the truth. I knew that there was nothing I could do to make it better while I was there. If I wanted to make it better and improve the country, I had to do it through the music, and in order to do that, I had to go somewhere where the music was happening, and I left.
You know what I find really interesting? Your first records with Ornette Coleman were regarded as very far out, very avant-garde, like nothing that had come before, very controversial, not only in jazz, but even people who didn't listen to much jazz found it controversial. And listening to this record and hearing you talk about it, you know, I get a sense of someone who's really very much steeped in the past as well. And, you know, you said that you sometimes wish that you had, you know, been part of the 40s, you know, that you thought you were in the wrong era. And I find it kind of paradoxical that on the one hand, you know, your music has been so forward-looking, and on the other hand, you feel so rooted and even nostalgic for the past.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's very important to live in the present. One of the great things that improvising teaches you is the magic of the moment that you're in and the importance of living in the moment, because when you improvise, you're in right now. You're not in yesterday or tomorrow. You're right in the moment. And it, being in that moment really gives you a perspective of life that you never get at any other time as far as learning about your ego. First, you see your unimportance. And you have to see your unimportance before you can see your importance and your significance to the world. And you really, the artist is very lucky because in an art form that's spontaneous like that, that's when you really see your true self, you know. And that's why, you know, when I put down my instrument, the challenge, that's when the challenge starts, because to live, to learn how to be that kind of human being at that level that you are when you're playing or when you're approaching playing, that's the key, you know. That's the hard part. And when I put my instrument down, I'm in trouble, you know. I try to live up to that level of of being a musician and being close to music. But as far as being nostalgic, I think it's important to remember beautiful things in the past.
Charlie Hayden, I thank you very much for talking with us.
You're welcome. Thank you very much, Terry.
Charlie Hayden's new album, Haunted Heart, features his group Quartet West. This is Fresh Air.